Good morning, everyone. Good Lord's given us another beautiful Lord's Day. I hope we all appreciate this, what we have on this earth. Stop to think. Thursday is what they call man set up as Valentine's Day. How many of you here, especially the married ones, have got your Valentine a little card or a thank you note reminding that they picked you to live with? How many of you in this room today would not be here had not been for the spouse you chose to be with? I, for one, would not, because I was not part of the church before I met Wanda. But just think of that. How many of you have that to be thankful for the one that you chose, that chose to live with you the rest of your life? Think of that as Valentine's Day comes up, that you remember that they are the one that brought you here. You look back and thankful for what God has given you. God closes doors no man can open, but He opened doors that no man can close. Stop and think about that for your life. That's just a little side note I put in here. God works in strange ways. The older you get, the more you realize that. As a young person, you don't think about that. But to get up to be my age, you start thinking about the strange ways that God works, the things that He does in your life, has helped you with, has guided you through, to let you live upon this earth a few more years. Some things I've been through in life, I figure God has still got use for me because I'm still here. He's got something He wants me to do. He's got some place, something to do, and something He wants to use me for. Think about that. Now I'm going to ask you a question that may make you mad at me. You're going to think, there's a day coming. We tested in our class upstairs in the back room some this morning. Are you ready for the judgment day? Everybody may say they're ready, but stop and really think, are you really ready? You know it's coming. Bible and Scripture teaches us we don't know when or how soon. It might be here in the next 5 seconds. We don't know. For all of us. Because time with God is nothing like we figure time. It's the most hard thing for a man and his feeble little mind to understand that God's concept of time and ours is, there's no comparison. Judgment Day will mark the end of time as man knows it. Ask yourself what may occur on that day. Some interesting thoughts I'd like to leave with today might occur on that day. When do we know when it will transpire? No, we do not know. Will there be any warnings? I doubt very much because the Scripture says He'll come as a thief in the night. We won't know when or how soon. Many people in this world have opinions and speculations of when and how it's going to happen. But only the Bible has the true authority, the true answers to what will happen. And we do not know all them. I want to examine a few passages this morning to make you think, are you ready for the judgment day? Some of the teachers, the apostles, taught us things that makes you stop and think what's to come. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those things which have fallen, concerning those which have fallen asleep, but you sorrow as others who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. It seems as though some of the first century Christians had the opinion that those that had already died in a grave would not get to go to heaven unless they were there to meet Christ when he came. Not so. That's not what the scripture teaches. For this we say that unto you, by the word of God, that we should be alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be brought up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. That's 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter, verses 13 through 18. I just highlighted what's in them. Stop and think about that. What the sight will be that day to stand before God, see all his glories, and then he's going to tell you where you're going to go, whether you're going to go to heaven or go to hell. Everybody will do that. It's a day of judgment. We all will. I know as a younger person, you don't think about that. As you get to be my age, you start thinking about what's going to happen that day. And you will have that to guide you. You learn from that passage about four things. Judgment day will be signaled by a shout and a trumpet. That's when we know he's coming. We won't know ahead of time until then. Christ will descend in the clouds. I've tried to picture that in my feeble little mind, that what a glorious sight that will be. On a summer evening when you see the clouds of the sun, setting sun shining on them and they're rolling in the sky, I think about that. Christ could be in them clouds walking down to meet us, to pick us up. So the dead will rise first, and then those that are alive will join them in the air. Think of what a glorious sight the day of judgment will be. But are you ready for that day? But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will burn up with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. There'll be nothing left of the earth. I've had people try to tell me that dirt doesn't burn. If you've ever been around any scorching gas fires in a field or something, dirt burns. It will burn. It takes a lot of heat, but dirt does burn. So think about that. When he says he will burn up everything, it will be destroyed. Therefore, since all things will be dissolved, which what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the God, because of which the heavens shall be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. That's 2 Peter 3rd chapter, verses 10 to 13. God tells in his word that this holy earth we live on will be completely destroyed the day of judgment. There's no more living on it. No years are going to be living on it after that day of judgment. The heavens will all be destroyed that we see and we know. What's in our universe will be destroyed. Some try to teach that God will preserve the earth and they'll come back and live on it, but that's not what God's word says. It says the elements of both heaven and earth will be destroyed. That means it's all will be gone. Nothing of this universe will be left that we live in now. Are you ready for that day? Now I say this, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verses 50 through 53. Think about that. Everything's changed that we know today. The man thinks he is so smart. But everything God has put on here will be changed and be gone at that day of judgment. But if you're not ready to meet him, you know where you're going to go. Not to heaven. Just think about standing this body we're in today before God as he's judging us, whether we go to heaven or to hell. You know, we will be that way. We'll be standing in front of him. If you've ever been in court and watched people standing in front of a judge, it's a scary thing for those people. But that's not near half as scary as standing in front of God, having him judge us for what we've done on earth. Whether we're ready for that day or not to go to heaven. Think about that. As I said, the older you get, the more you think about it, because we tomorrow might not be here. We never know. John's vision in the book of Revelation is some of the most intense to me, hard things to imagine, but I try to picture them in my mind when you read some of his vision. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. Dead were judged according to their works by the things that were written in the books. That's why we ask, are you ready for that judgment day? It describes that judgment. I'm going to go back to the book of Revelation on one thing here. Clear back in the back of it. We'll let you read it yourself. I'm not going to read all of it. If you want to study this yourself, read it. It's in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. It's what I'm taking this off of now. It's verses 11 through 15. I guess I could read it. Verses 11 through 15. It's quite a... We don't have time to cover it. Read it yourself. Verses 11 through 15 out of Revelation, the 20th chapter. Study it yourself. It's what John's vision is showing us, what's going to happen. All the dead will be judged, and all of us will come before him. Even the sea will give the dead who are in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. They were judged, every one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I've tried to picture that judgment day in my mind. I can't do it. How glorious it would be, how bright it would be, how sorrowful it would be for some that doesn't make it at that judgment day. But if you're not a child of God, you will not make it. If you've not been baptized to be in his realm and his guidance, you will not make it. That's why we always beg you to become a child of God. Trying to picture this as John was in his vision from heaven's viewpoint. This is not from man's viewpoint. This is from heaven's viewpoint, what it might look like. Once we assemble before God, we'll all be judged at that judgment day. Either sent to heaven or to hell. If you want to read more on this, read the 21st chapter 2. Most of the 21st chapter talks about the revelation of heaven, of God's, John's vision of it. It's all symbol, but it could be what heaven is like in John's vision. I'm sure the reality of heaven is much more beautiful than what we'd picture in our feeble minds could be. But hell may be more terrible than we think of. I have been burnt in fires, fighting fires on a farm, but had third-degree burns on my arms. We had water blisters up and down both arms. They hurt, but they heal. But to think to go to hell and burn eternally, never quits. I can't imagine that one. But that would not quit. That would be there 24/7. I don't want anybody to go to that place. I want everybody ready the day of judgment to go to heaven. Because that pain on my arms was enough, I remember it. I sure wouldn't want to have that 24/7 burning like that. So you wonder if you're ready for that judgment day? Second most important question. When will judgment day come? We don't know. We'll never know when God is ready. But have these prophecies, these teachings of the apostles and John's vision in Revelation teaches us what will happen to us if we're not ready that day. In fact, in 2 Peter, he talks about, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Most of the time, thieves break in your house at nighttime when it's dark so they don't get caught, that nobody sees them. But that day, an hour no man knows. Even the angels of heaven, but my Father only, Christ says, knows. The angels of heaven don't even know when he's going to come. But as the days of Noah, so will also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. Did not know until the flood came. Took them away. Also will the Son coming of man be like that. We know not when. Just think, study the story of Noah. How the people didn't believe him. It took him 150 years to build the ark. Nobody believed him. They laughed at him and scoffed at him. What God told him to do. People out in the world today scoff at us for believing that there will be a judgment day, being ready, wanting to be ready for that day. Ah, God's not that mean. He won't punish anybody. He's too loving. Well, if you study what he did to the Israelite nation so many different times when they disobeyed him, I don't believe he's that, not that loving. He's loving as long as you obey him. Therefore, in Matthew 24th chapter, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Watch, for you do not know when your Lord is coming. Jesus spoke about that. John's vision speaks about it. It is something that we need to think about more and more every day. So much of the time we just forget about it. We go along with our everyday lives, don't think about the judgment day, what will happen to us if we're not ready. We've had some that said they could predict the day of judgment. There was supposed to be one last, 23rd of December last year. The earth was supposed to come to an end. Some guy predicted it's going to end. Still here. God didn't say it was going to end. That's why it didn't. You stop to think. Judgment Day is going to be a glorious and a fearful day. The end of time, as we know it, a day of reckoning for all of God's creation, those past, present, until the day of judgment. Day of reckoning. Jesus even tells us that no man knows of it, only his Father knows. That's why we need to be ready every day. Not worry about tomorrow, I need to be ready today. Because tomorrow may never make it. Tomorrow may never get here. All the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Romans 2:16. Or at the day, I said all the day. It's at the day when God shall judge it. As I've said before, as you get older, I think more about this probably as I did when I was younger. But study the scriptures. Especially the last three chapters of the book of Revelation. If you want to see what judgment day may be like for yourself. Be ready. It behooves all of us, each and every one of us, to be ready. Because we never know if tomorrow will make it or not. There's some of us in life have had things happen that we know good and well it was God's will that got us through, or we wouldn't be here today. There is not a one that shouldn't think about it. Some of us have seen it better than others. But everybody should think about it that tomorrow may not get here. So think about what God has taught you in his book. And if you don't understand some of it, sit down with some of the older ones. We will sit and study it with you to help you understand it better, because it is there. God will judge us, each and every one of us. It's a fearful thing if we stand to him before him that day outside that body. If we're not a baptized Christian, it'll be a fearful thing to stand before him. So think about that this day as we offer an invitation to become a child of his, that we can use him to lean upon. There's not a one of us older ones that won't help you if you want to study more. All you have to do is ask. We'll all sit down and study with you. Because every time we study the Bible, we learn something that we didn't catch before. So think about that as we offer this invitation to become a child of his. Because now is the time. As we stated, tomorrow may never be here. If you feel like you stumbled and need to correct yourself with him, don't worry about what man thinks. He's the one you need to worry about making it right with. So come forward to whatever your heart desire is as we stand to sing the song that Randy's chosen.